Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 17th December 1989. Whilst living in the household, you remain loving and detached, do you not? You are not those who are ever trapped in the bondage of family, are you? Do you remain detached? Are the Pandavas detached? Those who are detached are automatically loved because Baba is also loving, is he not? Those who are naturally detached can receive the Father's love. For half a kalpa, you trapped yourself. Even though you tried to free yourself, you became more and more trapped, and now Father has freed you from all bondages. You must not become trapped in any relationship, in any bondage, in your body or any material object, even in thoughts. You have seen what you received by remaining trapped for 63 births. You lost whatever you had. So you must remain free from bondage even in your thoughts. This is known as being loving and detached. Nyara, Pyara. Bondages should not pull you even in your thoughts. Bondages should not pull you even in your thought, because once it comes in thought, it then comes in your actions. Once you start thinking about things, then automatically that gets translated into actions. So if you finish it in thought, would it come into action? You must specially practice remaining loving and detached. That is in this avyakta stage. So there are two words here. One is loving, another is detached. You don't have to make efforts to become loving. That effort itself can land you in problem. That I want to become loving. Let everyone love me and let me love everyone. Let me satisfy everyone. That may even lead you to flattery. You don't have to do that. There is no purusharth for becoming loving. All the purusharth is for becoming detached. Detachment is the key word of spirituality. Detachment is the key word in spirituality. Detachment everywhere, in all spheres of life. A religious person, a spiritual person, a moral person is always detached. If suppose you find yourself getting attached to many things, that is not a mark of spiritual man. Spirituality means non-attachment. Anasakti. Spirituality means anasakti. Spirituality means a sense of detachment everywhere. So that's what Baba is saying here. You get trapped in the bondage of your family. But those who are detached are automatically loved. The way of becoming loving is to become detached. The more detached we are, the more loving we automatically become. Because when we try to go very close to some person, we start seeing their negativity, we start seeing many of their defects, imperfections, and then that respect even decreases for that person. That's why I say that if you, in this yajna also, if you have a respect for some person, okay, stay away from that person. In some way. Do not try to go very near to that person. If you think that somebody is an ideal, stay away from that person. If you think that, yes, from this man, from this sister, I derive a lot of inspiration for my purusharth, the best way is to stay away and to keep on deriving that inspiration from that person. So detachment. Those who are naturally detached can receive Father's love. Natural detachment. Do everything but unattached. This is the greatest purusharth one has to do. There is no other purusharth in Brahmin life than this. Detachment. You do the work, you do seva. The moment it is finished, you get detached. As if I have not done, I don't know anything. If you start describing it, this description, this kamal of description can turn into Dhamal. this description, this varnan, this is such a dangerous thing. Because we want recognition, appreciation. So we want to describe everything, what we are doing. But this does not allow you to remain detached. Detachment in what? That is the question. You must remain free from bondage even in thoughts. All these things we have heard. Right from Amrit Vela till night. Dawn till dusk. Let's think on this topic. First of all, we get up in the morning. We wish good morning to Baba. We do our Amrit Vela yoga. After that, it was very powerful, okay? You have done a very powerful Amrit Vela. So immediate desire is to describe it, that today my Amrit Vela was very powerful. There is an immediate desire to tell others, today my Amrit Vela was very powerful. Probably then you were not having powerful Amrit Vela every day. Probably that you are announcing that every day you sleep and today you have not slept. Indirectly you are telling that. There is no hurry, there is no need to describe everything what is happening to you in yoga. See, yoga is such a hidden affair, it has to be kept very secret. Because it is transforming into a power. So let that power remain within. Baba has said that you should share, but there is a time for sharing and place for sharing. Always. Not every day. Not every time. Sharing is an important thing. Definitely. But not always. So, first is Amrit Vela. Then you listen to Murli. You read Murli. There also, one has to stay detached. Nothing should bind you as such. Nothing should bind you. Attachment to clothes. There was one sannyasi. Her name is, she is in, I think in London at present. So she was a disciple of one guru who was here. Her name is Radha Swami. So she had written her experience that when she became a sannyasin, she became so proud about herself that she used to look down upon those householders. And she used to wear that saffron robe. So she felt very proud. She wrote in that in order to get rid of that pride, then one day I decided to wear ordinary clothes and to see what happens. Even this clothes we should not get attached to these clothes also. To the clothes, to badge. Because that is also a sort of attachment. It is the same as attachment of that sadhu to his loincloth or to his that kamandalu. It's something like that only. The attachment is so subtle, though some attachments are good, but we have still to remain detached. Today we have these good clothes. They are white, pressed, clean. Tomorrow we may not have. Tomorrow somebody may have to wear colored clothes. Then you will feel unhappy. Unhappiness is not a mark of Brahmin. Nothing should make you unhappy. Today this cloth, tomorrow another cloth. It's okay. So long it is there, it's fine. It's well and good. But when it is not there, still it is okay. So attachment to clothes, attachment to batch, attachment to place, attachment to your room, attachment to things, attachment to ingredients, attachment to food. You have to work on all the attachment. If you see, we are so much attached everywhere and yet we call ourselves unlimited sannyasis. Are we really? Our life is, we are lost in so many attachments. From morning till evening, everywhere we are attached. Our walking is also attached to some person. Our sightseeing is also attached. Our travel is attached. We want somebody else. Man, as if he craves persons to be around him. attachment for company. We want somebody to be with us. If we are alone, we feel restless. Right? Yeah, I am not talking against a gathering. You should be in gathering, you should take help of gathering. But if suppose you are alone, you get restless. There was one king who had done one experiment. It's a very bad experiment, nobody should do that. He did an experiment on solitude. What he did? There was one person, he caught that person and put him behind the bars. And inside the jail, he gave him all the facilities. But he was not allowed to talk with anybody for 6 months. A king wanted to do an experiment on solitude to see what happens if person is deprived of company. If the person is deprived of company. So that man was kept in prison. But that prison was not actually prison. It was like house arrest. Everything was there. All facilities were there. He was given the best of the food. But he was not allowed to talk with anyone, nor he was allowed to see anyone. After 6 months when he was released, he was mad. And he never got well, psychologically. Because this man inside, what he will do? Firstly, he used to shout, talk with walls, talk with himself, like this. So ultimately, he became mad. There is so much craving for company. Can we remain in our own company for some time? Or for longer time? This is also an attachment. Attachment for company. Attachment for a particular person. This man should be there. This person should be there. Attachment to room partners. If that partner changes, we don't like. Attachment to sister. That sister only should read Murli. Attachment to center. Everywhere our lives, if you see, everywhere we are attached. Okay, if things are there, I am saying again and again, if things are there, utilize them, use them. But when they are not there, you should not become restless. If children are obeying you, you feel okay. If they disobey, because there is so much attachment to children. Attachment to children, attachment to husband, attachment to wife, attachment to relatives, attachment to everything, attachment to teacher who is teaching Gyan. Vivekananda has said very good thing at one place in his lectures. He said that Guru is the one, he should teach his disciples, but us, after some time, he should go away. Otherwise, the disciples get attached to him. Because unless and until he goes away, they will not learn self-reliance, independence. So, no attachment to person, no attachment to things, no attachment to objects, no attachment to relationships, no attachment to atmosphere, no attachment to facilities of science. These things are there, today they may not be there. Today light is there, red light is there, tomorrow it may not be there. Today that soft music is there. The moment that soft music is played, we become bodiless. What is that body? Music is not there, and you will hear thundering voices of nature. Volcano, earthquake, hurricane. So, no attachment to any. Non-attachment is the mark of a spiritual man. That is what we have to practice. Check our own attachments. Because all attachments, at some point or other, they will give you sorrow. Or other way around, if we are sorrowful, probably there is some attachment. Check that, which is that attachment. There are two things. If there is an attachment, there would sorrow, would be the result. If there is a sorrow now, or rather, if there is any sorrow in life, any suffering, any misery, any unhappiness, the reason is attachment. Attachment to body. Attachment to body. This comes in the category of vice. Sexuality is has got four elements. Psychology says sexuality has four elements. First, when a child is born, what happens? Then he grows up, what happens? Then he slightly grows up, what happens? And then what happens? First is autosexuality. He is attached to his own body. He is attached to his own body. Gradually he grows up. It is not that all human beings will go through. Those who have done lot of spiritual sadhana in previous births, they can straight away jump to fourth stage. But usually autosexuality. They are attached to their own bodies. Slightly they grow up homosexuality. They get attached to, boys get attached to boys. Girls get attached to girls. That is a stage. Second stage. They grow up heterosexuality. Boys get attached to girls. Girls get attached to boys. And at last, brahmacharya. Every human being passes through these four stages. First, attachment to self. Attachment to oneself. They start loving their body. They realize that I have this, I have that. They spend lot of time looking at mirror. That is one phase, autosexuality. They rise. They get attached to friends. Their friends, even their bodies. Homosexuality. They grow up, heterosexuality, college. They get married and then they do everything. And at the end of life they feel now we should realize God and then brahmacharya. Then they think of brahmacharya. Then they realize this everything is vague. Let me now realize what is. But it is possible those who are high spiritual caliber, those who have done sadhana in previous birth, they jump from first stage to the last stage. Straight away they imbibe brahmacharya. Actually every human being in this stage only, he is passing through all this stage to arrive that stage of brahmacharya. But he has to go through heterosexuality, homosexuality and autosexuality. He goes through all this. But you can bypass all those with the help of elevated knowledge. So, attachment to one's own body also. Which sannyasins? She was telling. Then she wore for, and she described her experience that for 10-15 days I wore those colored clothes and then my attachment to that saffron robe also went away. She has described this event. Krishnananda, she is a disciple of Krishnananda, some sadhu here in India. So, checking attachments, where I am attached. Attachment to hairs, long hair. Attachment to clothes, beautiful sari. Attachment to chappal, footwear. Everywhere. Attachment can take any form. Attachment to saints. Jewelry. Style. Fashion. Hairstyle. Attachment to medicines. Medications. Doctors. They love doctors. They keep on coming on and off to see them. So, that's why they come. They don't have any problem, but still they come. Just, they want some prescription. Because unless and until they are given some medicines, they don't feel good. They want some medications, some medicines, some multivitamins, something like that. Something they want. They don't have any problem as such. They don't have diseases. They don't have ailments. They don't have any syndrome. They just come like that. Because they are addicted to that. Even such categories are there. So attachment to medications. We don't know how many places we are attached. Attachment to habits, attachment to particular food. We want that. If that is not available, we are unhappy. We start questioning complete Brahmin life. Did I come for this? For eating this? So check all the attachments. Baba is saying get detached and loving. If you become detached, then lovingness will automatically come. attachment in asking things. Give me this, give me that. If you see something new, oh, that's a new pen. Where do you get it from? Do you have another one? Do you have extra? You should have got two. So, attachment to things, others, whatever others are having. So, possessiveness. She is mine, he is mine. This is also attachment, a very deep attachment this is. Nothing should happen to her. If anything happens to her, I am not the same. If somebody insults her or him, I feel myself insulted. So much deep attachment. So, whatever attachments, if you see it in a detached manner, you find that all those we are attached to, they are just images, nothing else. Nothing is going to help us. Nothing. And all those attachments have given us only and only sorrow and nothing else. Get detached. Attached only to the one. To one Father. That's it. This is the deepest and the best attachment. So, today's homework is working on one's attachments. What are my attachments and how I should get rid of? How to get rid of this attachment? Look for those people who already got rid of these attachments. Take their guidance. Take their help. But yes, the person from whom you take help, you should not get attached even to that person. Otherwise, you will keep on calling that person always, all the time. Attachment to devices, science, instruments, nothing. They are there, use it. They will not be there. We don't want it. Such deep detachment is what a spiritual life. Then you can experience Baba's love and everything.